A Serpent in Need, written by Lavender and Rue, and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, A New Carnival. Relationship, Edmund/Giacomo. Rating, explicit. No archive warnings apply. Summary. Edmund helps Giacomo out with a little predicament. Edmund knocks tentatively on the door of Giacomo's room at the mansion, clearing his throat. If Giacomo isn't here, he tells himself, he'll just leave the little bag of fancy baking chocolate, expensive baking chocolate, not that he'll mention that, in front of the door with a note. Which means he would have to write a note, which means going back to his room for pen and paper. Does he have time for that, or will it interrupt his sleep? He has training early tomorrow, so he... A strange noise comes from inside. A kind of hissing, sibilant cry, then heavy breathing. It sounds like someone's crying. Edmund kicks the door down, mentally apologizing to Esther and making room in his schedule for cleaning up the splinters and getting a new one installed. Some of the knights might be able to help. Maybe Nicole, if he... Giacomo is lying on the floor in the center of the room, his hands braced on the floor, and the bottom half of him is a tail. Deep black and coiled into a knot. He's also crying, which concerns Edmund, but not nearly as much as the tail does. Edmund doesn't know everything about the serpent yokai's powers, but he's pretty sure he's never seen that one before. Carefully setting the chocolate on a nearby table, Edmund rushes over, kneeling on the floor and taking Giacomo's chin in his hand to check him for injuries. His face looks all right, except for the tear tracks, which Edmund absentmindedly thumbs at. Giacomo lets out a soft sound, a whimper, or maybe just a sob. This close, the scent of Giacomo's essence is dizzying. Edmund takes a deep breath to speak and finds himself swaying closer, steadying himself with a hand on Giacomo's tail. The scales are cool and surprisingly smooth, and he gets the strongest urge to rub his face on them like a cat's before he catches himself. Tell me how I can help. Edmund means it to be firm, unwavering, but his voice comes out thin and broken. All of the chaotic essence floating around has made him feel... Well, he feels...
Mr. Edmund, you should get away from here. I don't know if I can control myself.
Giacomo is panting, his mouth open to reveal a distinctly forked tongue. For some reason... Edmund feels a throbbing sensation between his legs, a faint tingle. What would it be like to feel... No, to think such things about his friend, it's unconscionable, it's... Maybe he has no sense of self-preservation. Or maybe he just trusts Giacomo implicitly. Or maybe it's something else, something he's not going to let himself think about. But Edmund scoots closer, wrapping Giacomo in an awkward hug, and mumbles... I don't mind. The next thing he knows, his jumpsuit is ripped half off by long red-tipped claws, and he's being hoisted up against the dresser with inhuman strength. Something hot and wet is probing between his thighs, flicking over places that were already stirring to life, but are now burning with need. Aiden has done this for him once before, this disgusting act, this perverted, unnatural... Anything he wanted to say about it is cut off by the embarrassing, needy moan that rips its way out of his throat.
Tastes good, Giacomo mumbles, his forked tongue bullying its way past the tight clench of Edmund's hall and probing deeper than he thought possible. Giacomo, you can't, that's, oh.
Edmund is jostled higher up as the twin points of Giacomo's tongue zero in on a spot that makes him see stars. He's devouring Edmund like he wants to eat him alive, and Edmund is... He hangs on to the top of the dresser for dear life, feeling a knob dig into his side as his back arches. If it keeps going like this, he's going to embarrass himself terribly. Trying to get away only makes it worse, his abs burning with the strain and his lower half only being pulled further into Giacomo's clutches. In what feels like no time at all, he feels his release come over him, droplets of white splashing over Giacomo's hair.
The serpent yokai doesn't let up, even as Edmund spasms around him, his tongue perfectly massaging that spot and milking him for more and more, until Edmund is sobbing with overstimulation. White dots Yakumo's tail like little stars by the time he's finally satisfied. It's strange. Edmund feels looser than he usually does after this amount of activity. He clenches experimentally, which sends a pleasurable jolt through him. Definitely looser. Yakumo's essence-filled saliva must have done something to rapidly relax the muscles. Before he can process the implications of that, he's being carefully lowered until he's seated straddling Yakumo's tail. Despite himself, he's a little disappointed. Does Yakumo just want to rub against him until he's burned off whatever this is? Aiden has, despite his protests, told him about some of his encounters with other clan members, and he had definitely mentioned that Yakumo was very long. Where, is it, anyway? Please, Yakumo whines, taking Edmund's wrist with surprising gentleness and guiding his hand to a small opening near where the scales of his tail melt into flesh. Edmund rubs it, face burning. He's not sure what to expect, but he wants to do as he's told, wants to make it good for Yakumo. The opening is slick with some kind of fluid, more and more coming out as he rubs. The sounds it makes are obscene. Slowly, Edmund starts to feel a little bump. No, two bumps? Protruding from the little slit, and he tries to rub over those spots, thinking it might feel good for Yakumo in this form. Oh, there it is. There, they are? Mr. Edmund, I'm sorry, I can't help myself. I'm going to put it in. What? Edmund is lifted in the air again, clawed hangs digging into his thighs as he spread open above the burning hot tip. No, two tips. No, you can't. That will break me. Made you ready for me. You can take it. Yakumo's voice is a little deeper than usual, more commanding, though he sounds a little out of it. Heat curls in Edmund's stomach. Mr. Edmund, Mr. Edmund, I like you so much. Wait, what? Really? And then he's gasping as he's stretched impossibly wide. Gravity pulls him inexorably down onto both cocks, two cocks. Somehow it doesn't hurt. Whatever venom or magic was in Yakumo's saliva, it's made him perfectly wet and loose, and all he feels is the sting and the challenge of the stretch. He sinks down slowly, and time goes a little fuzzy as they slip inside. At some point, they hit something deep inside him, some entrance to the deepest parts of him that he didn't even know he had, and then go deeper until he can see the shape of them rounding out his stomach. By the end, he's drenched in sweat, his hair in disarray, and he finds himself clinging to Yakumo's shoulders, nails digging in. It'll bruise. He'll hurt Yakumo. He should stop. But then the tail undulates lightly and jostles something inside of him, and he shouts and rakes lines down Yakumo's back. Sharp fangs nip at his neck. Yakumo holding himself back. He's seen the bites Aiden sometimes leaves his room with. And then he's lifted halfway up and dropped down, and he sobs and loses control, painting both of their stomachs. Yakumo lets out a pleased-sounding hiss and does something awful and wonderful with his tail, humping at Edmund until he cries out and suddenly Edmund is being pumped full. Every time he thinks it's over, Yakumo sobs and jerks inside of him, and there's another hot wave flooding his insides. All of that fluid eases the way for the second time Yakumo fucks him, pressing him against the wall this time and pounding into him until his vision goes fuzzy. And a third time, when he's turned nearly upside down and he swears he can feel both cocks in his throat with every thrust. It all blurs together after that into a haze of overwhelming pleasure. Edmund comes until he can't anymore, and still manages to come with nothing left to release, but by the end he's just limp and well-used, letting Yakumo rut between his drenched thighs until he finally exhausts himself. He doesn't make it to the training the next morning. It would have been a little difficult to extricate himself from the coils of a serpent yokai who seems to have decided that Edmund is his new body pillow. So he just closes his eyes again when he feels the sun hit him, and lets himself fall back to sleep. When he finally wakes, it's late afternoon. Aiden is carrying him to the bath, and Giacomo is apologizing profusely. When Giacomo bakes him mini chocolate lava cakes with the fancy chocolate, Edmund finds his courage and thanks him with a kiss. The End.